This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
John, out of the Food Bank Hunger Report for this year, what have you found is the most shocking statistic?
Well, there's a few shocking statistics in the report, Ben, but I think the most stark one is the fact that 1.2 million children are living without enough food. And if you think about that, that's three times the population of Newcastle, just to give you some context. It's a frightening figure because it's not just the statistic, it's actually people and young kids who are living without enough food in a country like Australia, which for many is just hard to believe.
I'm struggling to believe that, John. 1.2 million children. And do you mean going hungry each week? You're not talking about like once a year they're going hungry. Are you saying like once a week?
These kids could be going hungry once a week, and it's a frightening figure. For a lot of people, they struggle to believe it because they're in a fortunate position where living without enough food's not something they're confronted with, but it's becoming an increasing problem, not just as a result of COVID, but even before COVID, people were doing it tough. All COVID's done is really shine the spotlight on just how many people are going hungry in this country.
John, why is it increasing?
Well, we're seeing it increase for a number of reasons. Insecure forms of employment is just one example. So people who are employed casually or part-time looking for more hours of work. If you're living in Sydney, increased cost of living pressures, you know, rent or mortgage. On top of that, you've got utilities to pay. You've got a car to run if you're trying to work. And for many people, at the end of the week, there's just not enough money to keep putting food on the table. What we're continuing to see is more and more people find themselves in a situation where food's become a discretionary spending item.
Discretionary?
Yeah, discretionary, as in they've cut back everything else on their budget. The only thing left that they can cut back on is how many meals they eat in a day. I mean, this report shows there's more and more people now not eating at least one day a week.
And there was another big statistic in the report. One in six adults in New South Wales and the ACT haven't had enough to eat during the last year. Does that mean, John, that are you finding at Food Bank people are almost surprised to discover that they are someone going hungry? Like people that did not think that this is the story of their life.
I've met people who have said to me they never thought they'd find themselves in this situation in their life. Many of them are working, like you and I. They set the alarm 5 days a week, but the cost of living pressures are such that they just don't have enough money by the time they've paid their rent, paid the rego on the car, keep the lights on, the water running. They just don't have enough money to put food on the table. I've met parents who've said to me, they both go to work, but there's just not enough money for all of them to eat. So they'll come home, they'll feed their kids. And so the kids don't feel guilty. They'll say, oh, we had a big lunch today. That's why mum and dad aren't eating, just to cover up so the kids don't feel guilty for the fact that they're eating and mum and dad are not. It's just extraordinary. And as I say, a lot of people just find it very hard to believe that in a country like Australia this could be happening, but it is.
And John, how does Food Bank keep up with demand, and what exactly do you do to help people who are hungry?
So Food Bank works with over 1,000 charities and schools right across New South Wales and the ACT, providing food to people in need. Mm. Our charities order online, and we either deliver that food to those charities and then they deliver it to the front line, or we deliver it to our schools, and the schools run school breakfast programs. They also offer opportunities for families who are really doing it tough to access food. And it's becoming more and more challenging. Historically, we relied on donations from food and grocery manufacturers, the major retailers, and we still, you know, get most of our food donated, but yes, we're having to buy food now because...
Are you?
Well, absolutely, because we just, through donations of food, we just don't get enough, so we fundraise so that we can purchase food, and the amount of food we're purchasing is having to increase because... If you think about it, what is a donation from a business is really, in their minds, you know, a loss in terms of financial gain for a product. Mm. And so, obviously, as businesses get more efficient, there's less food that's available for them to donate because they can't sell it. And as a result of that, we have to fundraise to buy food to make sure we keep up with demand.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.